When you boil it down, Alaska Hospital and Healthcare Association head Jared Kosin says joining a so-called license compact is pretty simple. He says there would be a set of criteria nurses would demonstrate.
And if they do, then they are issued a license and then they can practice in any states that use those same standards.
Proponents say joining a compact would help ease a nurse shortage across the state that's projected to worsen. Kosin says it may be simple to explain, but actually getting a bill passed to join the compact has been anything but.
It's just so snagged up in politics.
The last version of the bill was supported by most healthcare organizations in the state, but it was opposed by nursing unions. He says that created a toxic dynamic. And this year, there's new pressure on the legislature thanks to the Rural Health Transformation Program. When the state health department applied for the money, it told the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services the state would join the compact. The state's been directed by CMS to create compacts for other healthcare positions too: physicians, emergency medical services, psychologists, and physician assistants. The state doesn't know exactly how much money would be clawed back if Alaska doesn't pass all the required legislation, but a health department official wrote over email that a ballpark estimate is that millions of dollars is at stake annually, and tens of millions of dollars over the 5 years of rural funding. Shannon Davenport is a union leader and nurse. She says there are many problems with the nursing field right now, especially workplace safety. And she doesn't think the nursing compact is the solution to them.
It's not the golden goose. It's not the answer to everything.
Even so, most nurses support a compact. Almost 90% of nurses living in Alaska, according to a 2023 survey. The federal deadline to join the compact is at the end of 2027. In Anchorage, with additional reporting by Eric Stone, I'm Rachel Cassandra.